Any health-related information on the following show provides general information only. Content presented on any show by any host or guest should not be substituted for a doctor's advice. Always consult your physician before beginning any new diet, exercise, or treatment program.
This is Dan's Health Talks, and I'm Dr. Dan Soloway, PhD in nutrition. Thank you for joining me. You know, many times I've talked about memory, and memory, of course, life doesn't exist without it. If we don't remember our loved ones, our friends, our family, or even our own name, then how can you say you're really living? So memory is a very, very precious thing, and it can be brought on by Alzheimer's. There's a lot of theories on Alzheimer's. It can be plaque buildup, but when they looked at the nun study, where these nuns that are 90 years old, 95 even, still teaching math and history and all the, and sometimes very high, you know, physics and algebra, when they agreed to let autopsies be done on their brains. Well, it ended up their brains had plaque, and it was as bad as someone had Alzheimer's, but they were as sharp as they could be. So they went, okay, what's going on here? Well, there's a lot of things out there that can help you. One of the things, and the talk I'm going to be giving today on Alzheimer's, this is a basic foundation thing, and that's omega-3 oil. What I was surprised about omega-3, what I normally do, I take Noric Naturals Ultimate. I take two or three of the large capsules of the Ultimate, and but I'm also taking their memory product or their Focus product, and they're fantastic products. So that has omega-3 with some things to support the ability of the mind to work really, really well. So I take those combination. Well, there's a doctor that I admire that I've read his books, and I've even used them as part of my lecture, and that's Dr. Sinatra, Stephen Sinatra. He's actually Frank Sinatra's cousin. And he's a brilliant cardiologist who uses natural things to help keep the heart healthy. And to reverse plaque buildup in the arteries and to deal with congested heart failure, AFib, all this. And he has some wonderful books out there. And one book is A Myth About Cholesterol, which I think anyone that's on statin drugs needs to read. But his earlier books on reversing heart disease, fantastic books. Well, he's been on Dr. Becker's show a number of times, and I was real surprised to hear Becker say that he asked Sinatra how much omega-3 oil he takes. He said he takes 10 grams a day and tries to eat salmon or sardines or something three times a week. That's three, four times what I take. It's about three times what I take per day, and I thought I took a pretty good amount. And that really surprised me, the level. And yet it shouldn't surprise me, because when you look at the countries that eat a lot of cold water fish, they probably get that much diet easily in their everyday meal. I mean, I think the highest is Japan. They have 80% when there's a blood test you can do, and I did it a number of years ago, that measures how much omega-3 you have in relationship to the population. And so if 100% was the maximum, I think the Eskimos may be 100%. The Japanese were 80, and Norwegians around 75. I was 50, and I take a lot more than the average person. So I can see why he's talking about that, because some people have some form of fish or maybe even octopus that has a lot of – that's just almost pure DHA – a lot of different sources of omega-3 with almost every meal, and they don't think anything about it. I mean, they have salmon in the form of lox for breakfast, have a filet salmon for supper. I mean, they're getting a ton of omega-3, and those people have a real low level of depression. Joint problems are almost non-existent, and more importantly, heart disease is almost non-existent. And so it's very, very important. Very, very important. One of the most important things you can do for yourself. But there's other things out there too. But I really want to emphasize, and in fact, when I talk about other things, some of the other things you can find in Noric Naturals' new products, the Memory, and I believe the other one's Focus. Very good brain products. They really feed the body's ability to create neural transmission. And that's one of the main secrets. Your brain has a number of different ways it communicates with itself, as well as creating a conscious mind that can understand and react to its environment in an intelligent way. Well, acetylcholine is one of the primary neurotransmitters, and it has a lot to do with how fast the brain works, how quick you process information. And it's like the electricity coming out of your wall. You know, we all know that when we're not getting a good signal on our cell phones, that we're losing the information or we drop a line. Well, it works sort of the same way when acetylcholine is not there. Well, some of the things that increase acetylcholine, like alpha-glycosylcholine, GPC or alpha-GPC, they put in their product. What's a wonderful thing, they also put curcumin, which has increased absorption by 65 times. Curcumin, very good at bringing down the inflammation in the brain, but it's very hard to absorb, very hard. And I thought the whey protein or phosphatidylcholine, or I think phosphatidylserine mixed with it was the best way. Now it looks like omega-3 oil is the best way to get the curcumin into the body. And that has a lot of different effects. It's very effective on countering Alzheimer's, but how do you get it past the brain barrier? Now I know. You combine it in a way with omega-3 oil. And that very, very interesting combination, 65 times more absorbing. That's amazing, folks. That is really, really important information. And I was very excited when I read that. I went, wow. So I always take my vitamins and stuff, like I take Dr. McDay's Data Assured Nutrition, which also has good omega-3 in it. So I'm taking his on top of taking the Noric Naturals. But I take my omega-3 with those, so I get greater absorption. And that's probably part of what Dr. McDay put in his product. But if you're looking for a great omega-3 oil, look for Noric Naturals. Their Ultimate, I always recommend, and now I recommend in their memory. And they have ones for children. They have ones for women. They have a lot of great products. We'll be right back, folks. CV Sciences has Plus CBD Oil. Stu, why is it better than everything else on the market?
Plus CBD Oil is different because our seeds are certified, our extraction is patented, the safety is established, the efficacy is indicated, and our service is guaranteed. We say yes, Plus CBD Oil.
Fantastic. Look for Plus CBD Oil. You'll find it in health food stores. It stands out from all the others. There are in about 4,000 stores across the country. Thank you, Stu.
My pleasure.
The thing that gives me the best sleep is a product called InvigorEst. If you call 877-338-3340 and tell them that Dan sent you, or just put Dan, if you go online, restandrepair.com. That's the website, restandrepair.com, and it's spelled out. Put Dan in there. They'll give you a 10% discount. If you want to really get good rest, and that's everything depends on good rest for health, call that number, 877-338-3340. If you're really serious about looking younger, you need to try Skin Drink. Brenda Swartz, she'll help you and figure out what you need. And I had her send me a couple, and I can't believe how quickly it affected the way my skin looked on my face. Just look years younger. So call 800-632-2910, 800-632-2910, and you'll see what I mean. You'll look younger in just a few days. They build up that collagen from inside out and bring the moisture back in the face. It's amazing. Welcome back, folks. You're listening to Dan's Health Talk. And I was talking about Noric Naturals and omega-3 oil and what I do. And sometimes I eat salmon on top of taking Noric Naturals, and that really, really benefits me. And I need to do that more. I like chicken. I eat more chicken than any other protein. And I want to talk about protein a little bit here. There's a Dr. Luke, I believe is his name. I have to get his name down just right. But he's considered one of the world's experts in doing research on how to put on muscle and how to keep that muscle. And you don't think a whole lot about it when you're young and fairly fit. Luke Van Loon, that's his name, L-O-O-N. And Van Loon's research group has done a lot of research. And one of the things they find, let's say you have a steak tonight or steak in the afternoon, they have ways of putting little isotopes on it and see how quickly that protein that's in there shows up in your muscles. And about 50% of it, if it's ground sirloin, shows up within about 3 to 4 hours. It's already broken down, synthesized, and placed in the muscle. And if it's a regular steak, only about 40%. So I'm reading a ground sirloin, and that makes sense to me. I've always gotten energy out of a ground sirloin that I didn't notice so much out of a steak. And part of it is we don't chew enough. We don't break it down enough. And so it helps that it's already broken down to a degree when it's ground. But that's part of it, I guess. There may be other things, too. But his group believes that we need to have some protein every 3 to 4 hours. And we also, and it's best to have protein after you've exercised some, and then your body really wants to absorb it, wants to pull it in and synthesize it. It exercises a necessity. You could eat all the protein you want. If you're bedridden, it won't do much. It may not do anything for you. So it's a combination of the two, but it's a very important combination. And so we need to become more and more aware of. And what I was saying earlier about fish oil and Noriette Natural, try to eat some salmon and sardines. Mackerel is good too, but you got to worry about it's not. I don't consider it quite as clean. And when you eat salmon, though, make sure it says Alaskan wild-caught salmon. Because farm-raised salmon is not going to be good for you. And Canada used to have great salmon, and they screwed their salmon up trying to genetically modify it to be larger salmon, and now I understand that it's not the same. And they do a lot of farm salmon. So go for the real thing. Go for the healthy salmon. You don't want it contaminated. You want it out in the ocean. The cod liver oil that Noriette Natural uses, they go through all kinds of things to make sure it's pure. They use small boats, so there's not a lot of oil in the water, that they don't contaminate the ocean. They catch it, bring it to the fishery that day. So it's processed that day, kept fresh, put in a nitrogen vat, and all within that one day to make sure it's the purest they can find. And a few years ago, probably it may be 18 years ago or so, some group decided to go through the health food stores and pick out the fish oils. And most of those fish oils, now this may have straightened out because of this research, had a lot of heavy metals and pesticides and things in them. Noriette Naturals was way below what was considered safe. They were safe. I mean, had almost imperceivable amounts of anything you'd be concerned about. So they were really the top of the chart that way. But the cod liver oil is maybe the most effective of all the oils. The problem with cod liver oil is the Russians like to use it as a pate, and so it's not always easy to get. But Noriette Naturals, you know, right there in Norway, they have their fishing factory, and they are able to give us the highest quality you can get. So they also know how to process it, so any kind of contamination, that is siphoned off the bottom of this vat. It has to be processed in a nitrogen environment. It's not a matter of heat. Some of the companies used to say, oh, we don't heat their products. I understand that's not true. Every company has to heat their omega-3 oils to get the separation they need. They don't go through the second heating process, perhaps, but it's not heat that bothers it. There's nothing wrong with heating fish oil. The problem is heating it in the presence of oxygen, which activates the oxygen that oxidizes the omega-3 oil. But in a nitrogen vat where you heat it up, then no problem at all. It's a necessity to thin it out and to get what you want, the DHA, EPA, and all these different oils. There's other oils in there, too, that are important. So if you want the one that I trust the most, and there's other good ones out there. I think Carlson's is good. I think there's probably a few others that are good. But the best and the biggest and strongest reputation is Nordic Naturals. And you can find it all over. Here in Oklahoma City, you find it in the health food stores over in Mega Health. Meridian Nutrition has it. Green Acres, Dotson's over in Norman, Oklahoma. But all the stores have it. But not only all the stores, you find it in drugstores too. Now, you can't find the selection that you can find in the health food stores. You'll find a lot of things for memory, for focus in Nordic Naturals, for children, and put in a gummy form if they want gummies. Or you'll find it in for women with a little GLA for the help with the hormones. You'll find a variety of different ones for different situations. But when you do it, go for either the Ultimate or the 2X, or if you want the memory or the focus if you're looking for the mind, but or the heart, which is going to have some added CoQ10. But the advantage of the Ultimate, you'd have to take three of the regular omega-3s to get what you'd get in one Ultimate capsule. And the 2X makes it even more so. Folks, we'll be right back. There's a lot of fish oil, a lot of omega-3 that is rancid, that has a lot of impurities in it. You want the cleanest and the most potent out there, and that is Nordic Naturals. You find it all over town. And there's different ones. There's some for women that has certain things in there added to it. There's some for children. What you're looking for, if you're just the average person, is the Ultimate Omega. Take two of those 2 to 3 times a day. Make a world difference in your brain health, joint health, heart health. Nordic Naturals. Look for it. Remember this number, 800-MEGA-910, MEGA-910. This is where you can find the very best probiotics and cleanses. And also energizers. These are fantastic products. Brenda Swartz with Body Dynamic. I got away from those, tried some other stuff for a couple years because my gut really got in problems with taking some antibiotics. And I went, you know, the only thing that ever really worked was Brenda Swartz's stuff. And it works fantastic. So call 800-MEGA-910. Many of you have asked me to do more nutritional counseling. I used to do a lot of it, and I'm back doing it. And so if you want to get a hold of me, go to dsolloway.com. S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y 21 at gmail.com. D Soloway, D for Dan, S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y at gmail.com. And then we can get together, and I don't charge too much compared to other people, but I really want to help you figure out what will really make a difference in your life. Welcome back, folks. You're listening to Dr. Dan Soloway, and this is Dan's Health Talks. On my Saturday show, I was talking about a story of an old girlfriend of mine, and she was just relaying that, said when she was growing up, her mother had trouble getting out of the bed in the morning. She'd come home, and her mother would be napping and just felt sluggish all day long and just wasn't there to play with her and do the things she wanted to do with her mom. She had a great deal of respect for her mom, but she said she was really run down. She wasn't making this connection, but she said, we noticed one time that Mom was really into Dr. Peppers. She had, like, every day she would count up the amount of Dr. Pepper cans that she picked up around the house, and she was drinking about 8 Dr. Peppers a day. And I turned to her, I said, I know what your mother's problem was. And so my friend said, well, she went to the doctor. They couldn't find anything wrong with her. I said, your mother has sugar blues. There's a book called Sugar Blues. I hadn't read the book. I'd read so many different books on low carb. I was familiar with the title. I said, because she's getting the sugar high all the time, every time she drinks that Dr. Pepper, two things happen. And it could be any cola. I'm not trying to pick on Dr. Pepper per se, or any soda that's sugar and caffeine. The caffeine stimulates the adrenal gland. So does the sugar. So you get a rise and goes, it's like coming up that real tall hill on the roller coaster, clunk, 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 carrying you up, and it starts causing the adrenal gland to release more neuroepinephrine and the different adrenal stimulants. And as it comes up, then it reaches the peak, and then instead of gravity, insulin pours out of the pancreas, and it causes that roller coaster car to start going downhill. But instead of coming down just to a nice level, it goes below baseline. And now the brain panics. It feels like it's just lost the sugar source. And it screams to the adrenaline gland, release more adrenaline stimulus. So it can break down the muscle and get the sugar out of the muscles, which causes you to lose muscle. But it also gets you excited. Well, little children that have a healthy adrenal gland but are eating a lot of sugar are going up and down the roller coaster. But those who don't have a healthy adrenal gland has ridden that roller coaster up and down to their adrenal gland. It's just totally exhausted, and so is their pancreas, which is what brings on diabetes too. Is from exhausting the pancreas, from overstimulating. Well, there's another factor too. The body, the mitochondria, turns down its energy source, so it can't process the sugar, and the receptor sites on the cell wall are removed, so it can't bring the sugar into the cell because too much sugar will destroy the cell. So the roller coaster ride that we might enjoy as a kid, when we get some candy or something exciting and we feel like jumping off the couch and running up the walls and playing and stuff, and then exhausted, fall down and sleep. We all know what that was like. When I was a little kid, I would just go and go and go, and then I would fall asleep on the couch, and my dad would carry me into the bed and put me asleep, and I'd wake up the next morning never knowing what happened. That's part of being a little kid. But I also was one of these kids that ate way too much sugar as a kid. I had a babysitter that loved to feed me chocolate chip cookies and chocolate cake because she wanted to eat it too, so we'd make that up. And she was more like a nanny, very sweet lady. And then I had some people that were like second parents that lived behind me, and they would make popcorn balls, you know, with that syrup and stuff. And then we had Cokes, and we had a lot of stuff around the house. So I know what that's like. I mean, I was this kid that would climb up the TV antenna. Unless you're as old as me, you probably don't know what a TV antenna is. But they literally used to have TV antennas right next to the house or on top of it. My dad actually invented this breakover TV antenna that the company sold, our family business sold, that you could lower it down, adjust your antenna, and then pull it back up and wouldn't have to climb up on the roof to adjust it. Well, that was right next to the house. I'd climb that, climb up with a towel around my neck and run off the roof and then run back around and climb back up there and run off the roof. I was that hyperactive kid that hardly could settle down in school. But later on, it caught up with me, you know, and I'd get exhausted and didn't feel like doing all the things I was doing. And that's what happens. And then later on, I think I actually went through a period too, I guess. I forgot that I had. I'm not a person that's normally depressed, but there was a period I was depressed. And that can be brought on by sugar. Adrenal exhaustion can create depression. And people have found out on a low-carb diet, a lot of times their whole need for antidepressants go away. Because the adrenal gland is not being overstimulated, it has time to start healing itself. Adrenal exhaustion causes all kinds of havoc. There's things you can do to rebuild the adrenal. That Invigorest product that I use for sleep, fantastic. There's another one I just came across called Moon Drops. It's homeopathic. Use it together with Invigorest. Get a wonderful sleep. Sleep will really help heal up the adrenals. And then L-tyrosine on an empty stomach. The amino acid, 500 to 1,000 milligrams, 30 minutes before breakfast, and maybe 30 minutes to an hour before lunch. Do that for a month or two. Very, very effective. Get your thyroid checked. You may need thyroid. You may need iodine, kelp, to keep the thyroid working. And there's other thing, ashwagandha, fantastic herb. Taking that in the evening, really, really helpful. So all these things can help rebuild the adrenals. And when you rebuild the adrenals, then you become happy and peaceful again, and you're not so stressed. And stress, you got to remember, is the number one killer. So you want to control it. And sleep is a necessary healing mechanism. And I really work at it now that I'm 70 years old. I really have to work at getting a good, healthy, restful sleep. And now I'm getting pretty darn good at it. There was a period there I was having some trouble with it. Because if you're not sleeping well, folks, the tendency to get overweight, heart disease, stroke, dementia, maybe even Alzheimer's, because it's inflammatory to the immune system. The immune system is not functioning. If your immune system doesn't function well, the cleanup process within the brain doesn't take place. And your brain has its own immune system, totally unique to the brain, doesn't go out into the rest of the body and vice versa. A lot of what goes on in the body doesn't go into the brain. Well, one of the things that immune system does is it cleans up the plaque that builds up on the end of the synapses, right at the end of the neurons, and it cleans that off. Why you sleep at night? Well, if you don't sleep well, I don't know what cleans it off. Now, there are a few people in history that don't sleep and function okay, but that's not me, and that's not the 90% of the population. The guy that played Hot Lips' boyfriend on MASH, what was his name? Yeah, he doesn't sleep. He would be up. He said it ruined his marriages. I mean, when you're up all night long. And I have a friend of mine that he took his a whole lot, 10 times what he recommends to the public of a health product he has, and now he only sleeps 2.5-3 hours a night. And he functions okay with it. But he said he doesn't like to be up all night when his family's all sleeping. And so you have to become good at sleeping. I use those little masks you can buy at the drugstore. I use that, and I use the Invigorous product. I really recommend it because it works on the GABA and the serotonin, and it even helps with dopamine in the brain. And when you feed all that, then the brain really functions well. And it's amazing. You can even use it during the day. You take a little bit, let's say a half. I take about a scoop and a quarter to go to sleep. I take about 30 minutes an hour before I go to sleep. But you could take, depending on how much you normally take to go to sleep, about half dosage of what you normally take once or twice during the day, and it just takes the edge off things. You feel calm, but you don't feel sleepy. But when it comes to go to sleep, you may not find you need to take any more. You may be just ready to go to sleep. So that is something I highly recommend. I also recommend, though, every so often, for a week or 3 or 4 days, every 6 weeks, leave it alone. Maybe do that once a month, 3 or 4 days, leave it alone. Reason I say that, may find you need to cycle a little bit more than that, is the receptor sites that stimulates the body to release its own chemistry sometimes get filled up. And it's like keeping your finger on the doorbell, and after a while you don't hear the doorbell ringing. It's ringing. Everybody else might hear it, but you don't hear it. Well, it works that way with nutrition sometimes. If you constantly take something and the receptor sites are filled up, it just doesn't do anything. There's nothing for it to do. There's a product I started off with on radio back 21 years ago, and actually I was lecturing on it for about a year before that, before I started radio, and it's actually what motivated me to talk about it. A phenomenal product. I mean, it increases oxygen in the cells at a dramatic rate, and it was created for the Army to purify water. But we found on a couple different cases that the health benefits it was giving people, after a year or two of taking it, it wouldn't do anything. And then if they left it alone and then came back to it, the magic happened again. And I started thinking about that more and more. Sometimes that happens quickly. You take something for a little while, it fills up, and then the receptor sites, think of the receptor sites like a tuning fork, or like a imagine it more like this. Imagine it like a two-pronged fork, and I put an electron in between that two-pronged fork. Now I put another one there. Now there's if I put a third one, it just falls away. It doesn't do anything. It's all filled up. So that the end of that fork is sitting on the cell wall, stimulates a chemical reaction within the cell. Well, that doesn't take place. It's all no need to. But if you left that alone for a few days and that chemistry that was sitting there waiting to be used is used up, then when you hit it again, it's like the Madonna's song, Just Like a Virgin. It's like you never were stimulated before, and all of a sudden you are, and you're like, whoa, you like it. Well, that's nutritional products can be that way too. So cycling off sometimes is really a good idea. And I do that sometimes. I probably don't do it enough because I'm really a fanatic and I like taking my nutrition. But cycling off is important. And what I said earlier in the show about new understanding of how often we should eat some protein, depending on your body size, depending on how much you exercise, I would say 15 to 20 grams. And if you really are a hard exerciser, you may take 25 to 30 grams every 3 hours. Well, the problem with that concept is how does that fit with the intermittent fasting where you're trying not to eat for 12, 14 hours? You don't want the body muscles to atrophy from the lack of protein. So we have to figure this out. We need our protein. I grew up believing that. I mean, by the time I was 14, I was reading all these weightlifting magazines, and they made their money selling protein, so I was taking way too much protein. But I still understood the theory was take it about every 3 hours, and then you'll grow. But if the protein's not there, it's just like a sculpture not having any more clay. There's nothing to build with. But having a whole lot more clay doesn't mean you're going to build any more. You just need enough to get in there. I mean, an egg has 6 grams of protein. When I leave the gym in the morning, which is Monday, Wednesday, and Friday when I leave the gym, I'll drop by the 7-Eleven and get me two hard-boiled eggs, and I may get some cheese or something. And that gives me the protein I need to respond to my workout. I always like to get my green tea because green tea, by the way, is one of the things they found is very effective against Alzheimer's. So that's sort of what my routine. I add some stevia to plain green tea, and then I get my hard-boiled eggs and some cheese or something to get me up to 20, 25 grams of protein. Folks, we'll be right back. There's a lot of fish oil, a lot of omega-3 that is rancid, that has a lot of impurities in it. You want the cleanest and the most potent out there, and that is Nordic Naturals. You find it all over town, and there's different ones. There's some for women that has certain things in there added to it. There's some for children. What you're looking for, if you're just the average person, is the ultimate omega. Take two of those 2 to 3 times a day. Make a world difference in your brain health, joint health, heart health. Nordic Naturals. Look for it. If you're really serious about looking younger, you need to try Skin Drink. Brenda Swartz, she'll help you and figure out what you need. And I had her send me a couple, and I can't believe how quickly it affected the way my skin looked on my face. Just looked years younger. So call 800-632-2910, 800-632-2910, and you'll see what I mean. You'll look younger in just a few days. It build up that collagen from inside out and bring the moisture back in the face. It's amazing. The thing that gives me the best sleep is a product called InvigorEst. If you call 877-338-3340 and tell them that Dan sent you, or just put Dan, if you go online, restandrepair.com, that's the website, restandrepair.com, and it's spelled out, put Dan in there, they'll give you a 10% discount. If you want to really get good rest, and that's everything depends on good rest for health, call that number, 877-338-3340. Welcome back, folks. This is Dr. Dan Soloway, PhD in nutrition, and you're listening to Dan's Health Talks, which, by the way, you can also hear a number of these shows going all the way back to February on iHeartRadio.com, iHeartRadio.com. And go to the podcast and put in Dan's Health Talks, and there it is. And I really appreciate people listening to both of those. And now, I have Dr. Larry McDay, and Dr. McDay is a brilliant nutritionist. He's a PhD in nutrition, also a naturopathic doctor. He's been at this for many, many years. In fact, I spent 5 years studying with Larry because I needed someone in Oklahoma that really studied this stuff as much as I did, that I could bounce ideas off and see what he thought. And I didn't want the class to end. I was not concerned about, getting the degree. I was concerned about having someone I could talk to, and that's continued since then. So, Larry, I really appreciate you being here And I appreciate knowing you and the things I've learned from you. So thank you for being with us.
Well, you're certainly welcome, Dan. Always a pleasure to speak with you, and I always have had a good time with you in class. You add a lot to the class.
Well, yeah, apparently I add too much to the class. I had that I had that trouble in college. One time I wanted to skip class, and I asked my professor, could, and he said, yeah, I'll be able to get through my class lecture if you skip, because I asked him so many questions within an hour. But anyway, now I do it professionally. Now, Larry, you've studied this in depth on different things that have an anti-aging effect on the body. What nutritional things are now on your radar that excite you the most, that you think has the most dramatic effect on anti-aging?
Well, I'll tell you one thing that we have to take a close look at, and people overlook some of the tiniest things out there. And we've done this for years, and you know, both on the orthodox medical side and on the naturopathic side. We've seemed to kind of jump on some particular bandwagon and leave other things to the side. And the thing that I'm most excited about, yeah, there's a million different things out there. That's a little bit of an exaggeration, but there are many things out there that you can do to help with the anti-aging situation. But you want to make sure that you continue on. We want good cardiovascular health. We want to avoid the cancer situation, the gut situation. So many things are involved. And we can approach from different avenues to achieve these goals that we have of long living, healthy living as we lived older. But one of the things I think a lot of people overlook, and it's a national almost epidemic, where, and you're going to think this is kind of mundane, but most people are so deficient and so low in vitamin D3.
Mm-hmm.
Those that are in the know will say, well, I take vitamin D3, I take this, I take that. But what they don't know, if they don't work in tandem with another nutrient, meconium known, you have to, again, say, well, the vitamin D3 that I'm taking basically is going down to the wayside. Eventually, it's not going to do me much good. You have to have vitamin K2.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to have it in specific delivery systems. One of the better or best delivery systems is the MK7. There are different substrates or classifications of that K2. Now, K2 can be found in a lot of veggies, a lot of other foods, but again, it doesn't get processed very much or very well, and so you need to usually supplement, but you need to have the K7. The main thing that that rascal does is help, of course, the calcium and magnesium exchange in the cell, but it also makes sure that you don't have a bunch of plaquing or atherosclerosis plaque form, because our friend K7 is almost a chelator. It goes in and grabs all that plaque and takes it slowly away in a very slow process, a safe process, and a healthy process.
Yeah, I think that's one of the things that really excites me. Now, in the research I've done on it, MK4 and regular K2 does not do anything as far as removing the calcium, and yet I see a lot of companies put them all in there together. And K1 can be a problem if anyone's on blood thinners. But MK7, when you get over 300 micrograms, around 330, that's what the research, along with D3, 5,000, 10,000, I use a D3, really show the removal of the plaque. But one of the things that excites me is the way it affects the mitochondria. It energizes the mitochondria as well.
Yes, it does. And here's the situation. You mentioned dosage there, and we have to be careful on this, and there's a lot of research out there. Some companies will say all you need is approximately 130 micrograms of the MK7. Again, that's great that you have that, but I prefer that we have at least a 300 milligrams, not milligrams, let's
make micrograms.
And micrograms to do the job. Now, when I take my D3 in the day, in the morning, and you got to be careful taking D3 later in the day if you want to not have problems. It's always better to take it early in the day if you're a normal day person. However, with the microgram usage of the MK7, I've learned through research and through almost empirical data, you don't want to mix the two in the same formula. A lot of people do, but I think it's a good idea to separate them and take them in a different dose, a little bit apart from one another, and I think you get better results with that. Research tends to show that right now. It's not actually proven yet. It's still a theory, but I think it's going to turn out well.
See, folks, that's why I like Larry, to interview Larry and learn from Larry, because I take them together. I didn't know that there was a problem taking them apart. And taking them together. I didn't know it might be to my advantage to take them apart. Now I got to look at that and check into that more. Now, Larry, on my other show, the Health Cafe, I'm going to talk to you more in detail. I know there's other things that you're excited about that has an anti-aging effect, but tell people how to get a hold of you.
Cerakote 405, and that number is 447-6448. That's 405-447-6448.
Thank you, Larry.
You bet.
CV Sciences has Plus CBD oil. Stu, why is it better than everything else on the market?
Plus CBD oil is different because our seeds are certified, our extraction is patented, the safety is established, the efficacy is indicated, and our service is guaranteed. We say yes, Plus CBD oil.
Fantastic. Look for Plus CBD oil. You'll find it in health food stores. It stands out from all the others. There are in about 4,000 stores across the country. Thank you, Stu.
My pleasure.
They now know one of the most important things you can do for your health, if not the most important, is get the probiotics built up in your gut. Once you get that built up the way it's supposed to be, a lot of the health problems people are dealing with go away. Now, there's a lot of different probiotics out there. They found out recently when they tested them, over 90% of it was dead by the time you actually get the bottle and take it. But the one that is the best, Body Dynamics, call 800-MEGA-910. The thing that gives me the best sleep is a product called InvigoRest. If you call 877-338-3340, and tell them that Dan sent you, or just put Dan, if you go online, restandrepair.com, that's the website, restandrepair.com, and it's spelled out, put Dan in there, they'll give you a 10% discount. If you want to really get good rest, and that's everything depends on good rest for health, call that number, 877-338-3340. Welcome back, folks. You listen to Dan's Health Talks. And don't forget, Dan's Health Talks is over on iHeartRadio, and it's podcast over there. So if you go to iHeartRadio and click on their iHeartRadio.com, click on their podcast, then put in Dan's Health Talks, you'll find all kinds of shows there going all the way back to February. So I want you to take advantage of that, because you may hear part of this. You may have something that came up. And this won't be up there right away, but it'd be up there in a week or two. And so I want you to be aware of that. Now, I want to talk to you about something I think is very, very interesting. And a friend of mine, in fact, I want to mention that one of the great things about doing radio is not only do I, you know, get a chance to research stuff, because this new product that I'm going to talk about, I was mentioning to the guy that had called me to introduce me to it, that I am always, I don't want to brag. It seems like I'm two or three, sometimes 5 years ahead of what's going to become common day, maybe more than that. And I thought about that, and I like to think, oh, I must be more intelligent. Now, that's not what really going on there necessarily. What is going on is I get to spend my day reading research and information. Since I make my living translating and transferring that information to you, where most people, if I was a medical doctor, I'd be spending my all day seeing my patients, and then I'd get new information when I went to a medical conference. But outside of that, I might not have much time. In fact, I may come home exhausted, and the last thing I want to do is read any more medical information. And that's not always true. I have a girlfriend that's an RN, and her big thing is to read old medical textbooks. She loves reading on medicine. So she works all day, and then she studies. She's a scholar, and I admire that in her. I was real impressed when I first heard that. And when she first told me that, I asked her what she likes to read. And, I like to read medical textbooks. And I really enjoy something about the old ones as well. And I get to be that person that gets to study this. So I have a chance to see things before they become more mainstream. And one of the things that is coming out lately is the carotenoids, lutein, zeaxanthin, mesozeaxanthin. They're not only fantastic for the eye, one of the areas they use is macular degeneration. They protect the eye from that. But they're also helpful in other ways in the eye, and that we've known that for quite a while. Here's what we didn't know, that lutein and these other carotenoids, the zeaxanthin and mesozeaxanthin, also help protect against Alzheimer's. And what I just hinted at a little earlier, green tea is shown to help against Alzheimer's. There's the ECGC that's in the green tea, and there's a few other things that are inside the green tea that are fantastic in that regard. That I think even the thiamine that's high in the green tea helps in that regard. But one article I read, and I believe it was in Life Extension, they showed that some of the elements in green tea unravels the neurons that curl up, and they curl up away from each other, so the electron transfer from across one synapse gap and another can't do that, and plaque builds up. Well, the green tea stimulates the immune system to clean that up inside the brain, and it unravels as well. It could be that as soon as you take that the plaque off, that it naturally uncurls. It could be that the plaque is what curls it up. I'm not sure. But I've always made a point to try to drink a pretty good-sized glass of green tea every day. And I do. I drink my green tea. I don't drink a tremendous amount, but I drink one large glass of green tea with some stevia in it. I use a stevia that has a little bit of vanilla taste to it. And I make that a treat every day. I try not to drink it real late in the day because I find if I drink even green tea, even though it has thiamine in it, the caffeine may stimulate me to stay up later or not want to fall asleep as well. But it is very, very important. So the luteins and zeaxanthin and mesozeaxanthin, reading zeaxanthin, mesozeaxanthin, one, if in the back of the retina, one works on the lower part of the retina, another works on the upper part. The lutein, I think, works more on the cornea and keeping the lens clear. But it also works on macular degeneration. So there's so many things. You read these reports. I remember Dr. Becker just really upset on his TV show saying, it's just not right that these pharmaceutical companies deliberately do bad research to convince you don't need the natural stuff. You need their drugs to steer you away. And he said, like, they do research on vitamin D3 and say, 400 IUs of D3, which is a very, very tiny amount, compared to placebo. Sometimes the placebo is something that's also very healthy for you. And they say, well, you can't see any real significant results here. And they did the same thing with fish oil, real insignificant amount of fish oil. And then they compared it to olive oil, which is also extremely good on cardiovascular. And then they say, yeah, you don't need to take it. Yeah, but you could use our drugs. You need our statins, which may cause you dementia and cause you the heart problems and everything else. Oh, I know. It's supposed to clean up the heart, but it also destroys the CoQ10 or blocks it from the release of it, so you don't have any energy to the heart, so you get more of a congested heart failure instead of a heart attack. So they'll do this thing just out of competition, just out of money, and yet it's people's lives. I just don't understand it. I really don't. My mind just doesn't work that way. But I'm also not making billions and billions and billions of dollars a year. Folks, I really appreciate you being with me today. And don't forget, you can find it on iHeartRadio.com on the podcast. Just put in Dan's Health Talk. Or if you want to tune in on iHeartRadio at 7:30 Central Standard Time, KTOK, you can hear my 30-minute show on Saturday morning. Thank you, folks. I really appreciate it. Listen, tell your friends and family. Let's help them, too. There's so much information out there that can benefit people. And I'm going to be talking about this new thing, I think, very soon, that will change your life and change people's lives around you. Talk to you next week.